Now joined with head coach of the Salmon Arm Silverbacks, Tyler Shattuck. Tyler, you guys coming off the 4-3 shootout last night to West Kelowna. Obviously a closely contested game. What were your overall takeaways from the contest?
Yeah, I think that obviously the comeback was huge. The 1 point obviously meant more than we probably thought at the time, with Cranbrook doing us a favor against PG. So, I mean, the main focus that we wanted was to clinch home ice here, and we've done that. We obviously have a chance to move up in the standings here today. So it's one of those ones that if we are a little sharper, I mean, letting a goal at the start of the first and at the start of the second, something that we should kind of rarely do, and to do it twice in a game is tough, and then we're kind of always chasing the game at that point. So we need to be a little bit more ready in between periods, make sure that we're dialed into what we're doing at the start of the periods. And it's kind of hurt us kind of two games in a row. We did it against Penticton as well, and they scored 4 on us in 10. So maybe we got to have in there a little bit more concerted effort to be talking about what's going to happen in the next period, what we're doing well, maybe what's not going so well, so that we're ready for the beginning of periods.
And you touched about a little bit, obviously the comeback. You guys were able to force overtime and get at least the 1 point out of the game. Brandon Santawana got the late winner. What does it take from your group, and how big is that to see, just at least to see that the fight's still there and obviously in a huge game?
Yeah, it's the most important thing, I guess, probably the takeaway from that is we can come back and we'll fight to the end. It's, I feel like if overtime was extended another 5 minutes, we probably would have won it in overtime, but went to a skills competition, and we haven't been so great at the shootout this year, so it is what it is. But I liked our third period, I liked our overtime, and then obviously I liked the result that Cranbrook got us, so that we can obviously clinch home ice.
And switching gears, sorry, a little bit here, Nathan Mackey's going to be playing his 100th BCHL regular season game tonight. Talking about milestones, obviously, just the development you've seen from him as a player and as a leader. What have you liked over the course of the season?
Yeah, he's come a long way from last year. It's kind of what we talk about, though, all the time, is the guys that are diligent, that take it serious, and the guys that take care of themselves away from the ice are usually the guys that make those transition and those progression periods. It's kind of what you've seen with Stav here throughout the same this year as well, is always have a smile on their face, come to the rink to do a job, continually try to get better at what they're doing. So it doesn't surprise anybody in our room, the progression he's made. Maybe a little bit on the offensive side of the puck, a little bit, but we look for him to keep growing, and then into next year we look for him to be one of the best players in the league.
And last question for you. It's your final game of the regular season and also final meeting with Penticton. Most recently, Wednesday night, you guys had that 2-goal lead early. Obviously, you've had some very good games against them this season. What's going to be the key to success, just stringing together that full 60 against this Penticton team and getting a big win here tonight?
Yeah, it's just that. It's kind of what we talked about as we fell asleep for 10 minutes and their big guys put a bunch behind us. So got to be dialed in and got to be attention to detail, especially on the defensive side of the puck here for the whole 60 minutes. And it's just kind of one of those things, is against good teams, you have to make sure that you limit their opportunities. And we did a really good job of that in the first period in that game, and then we kind of slipped at it. Hopefully we learned our lesson here for tonight.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Now joined with Fred Harbinson, head coach of the Penticton Fees. Fred, you guys had an off night last night. You're coming off a big 5-1 victory over the Vernon Vipers on Friday night. Just walk me through the game and then big takeaways from that Friday night win here at home.
Yeah, you know, really our last two games, going back to the Wednesday in your building and then Friday here, similar, we're real tight, you know, tight start, which was good. You know, like this time we didn't get, behind by two, but, you know, zeros going into the third, and they scored the first goal like within the first minute, and we had kind of talked between periods about, you know, just staying with the process no matter who scores first. You know, it was a good kind of playoff style hockey game, and then our guys kind of you know responded really well, and we didn't change, we kept coming with four lines, and you know, I think that's going to have to be our recipe come playoff time, so it'll be the same today.
And in our last game, we talked about the defensive side of the puck. You guys were just limited Vernon to 12 shots in goal on Friday night's game. How important is that? And as the season continues to progress, are you guys still showing the strong side on the defensive side?
Yeah, it says a lot about our guys, especially in junior hockey. It's easy for them to kind of lose focus and cheat the game at times. And this group here, every day in practice, really, you know, competes very hard, makes each other accountable. And I think that kind of bleeds into our games on game night. So, you know, again, we're going to get pushed harder and harder. Tonight will be another test. We're obviously the Silverbacks need this one, you know, to try to stay in, you know, in third place. And for us, we're trying to obviously finish the regular season on a high note. So it's, you know, both sides of the puck are going to be critical today and obviously next week. So looking forward to seeing how we respond today.
And there's obviously a lot of talk about how great the top of your lineup's been for good reason. But a player like Spencer Smith, he gets two goals in Friday night's game and one of those players that contributes in lots of different ways. But what can you say about his playing and his time here in Penticton?
You know, he's an outstanding individual. Our guys, you know, the coaching staff loves him. His teammates love him. You know, it's his 200th junior game today. So it's, you know, clearly a lot of experience. But, you know, we always talk about, you know, you want to be remembered as a great teammate more than anything. And he's definitely going to be one of those guys here.
And the game on Wednesday, it's your fourth meeting against Salmon Arm. Obviously, you guys had some very good contests this year. You guys were able to turn it on in the first 10 minutes of the second period. What was the switch after the first intermission? Is there anything said in between periods to get the guys going, or is it just a matter of getting the legs going?
No, you know what? There was a couple technical adjustments that we talked about. Nothing earth-shattering by any means, but just a couple details that we were missing in the first period, and a lot of it had to do with what Salmon Arm was doing. When you play against a good team, it's not always about making mistakes. Sometimes it's about, you know, you have to make adjustments throughout the game, and I thought we made a couple adjustments. It was the same actually going into the third against Vernon, different adjustments, but you know, a sign of a good team is a team that can make those changes on the fly, and you definitely have to do it come playoff time.
And last question for you, game number 54, last of the regular season, when you're going to take a look back in a couple years' time, what are you going to be your big takeaways from the year, and what are you going to remember most about this squad?
Probably the consistency, clearly. I mean, just again, like, I'll go back to it, these are 16 to 20 year olds. It's hard at the professional level to not kind of get distracted, and you know, we had, you know, the division locked up a long time ago, and it would have been easy for them to kind of coast, and I'll give all the credit to so I'll start with our leadership group, and that feeds right through all the players, and then I think my assistant coaches have done a great job of making sure everybody stays on their different details. So it's been a fun group to work with. We got one more game to go, and then hopefully a lot more in the playoffs.
Awesome. Thanks so much for your time, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.